Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Our Father, we thank you again for another opportunity to seek you, to delve into your counsel, into your thoughts, into your purposes for us. We ask, Lord, tonight that you will speak to us. You will stir up our hearts by your Spirit. Lord, you will impart your seed into our souls. You will cause change to take place within us. You will cause your light to shine in the darkness. The darkness will not be able to resist it. Bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was having a lot of battle within myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, what direction, you know, to come from tonight. And, well, all the Lord simply encouraged me was to bring a word of encouragement to us tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. To encourage us to continue in the words that we have heard. Praise the name of the Lord. In the things that have been committed to us. You know, when you hear the word of God, a great responsibility has been entrusted to you. Hallelujah. That's one of the mysterious things about God's word. Once it is given to you, it's a responsibility committed to you. I would like to read Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. I'll read from Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Hallelujah. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying which is in faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Praise the name of the Lord. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Praise the name of the Lord. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which was committed to my trust. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I would want us to dwell a little on this evening, just 30 minutes by the grace of God. And hallelujah. I'm saying that to put your mind at rest. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that your mind is at rest, we can continue. Amen. You know, at the beginning of this camp meeting, I heard the Lord speaking that this camp meeting is going to be decisive. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, there is something very decisive about this camp meeting. And I think one thing that has been coming out clearly has been this matter of the apostolic vision. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you see, Brother Joker has been speaking about that. And we are going to think about a few things just briefly tonight. Paul was writing a letter to Timothy. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Timothy was one of the young men that Paul trained. Amen. He had some young men that went with him, learned from him, related with him. Praise the name of the Lord. And as he was going on to pass away, he committed certain things to them. Praise the name of the Lord. He taught them certain fundamental things and said, "These things I have committed to you. I want you also to be faithful, to commit these things to other faithful men who will be able to commit the same unto others." Praise the name of the Lord. So that the things that I received of the Lord will continue from one dispensation to another. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, a lot has been said. You know, the name Boradusil has been mentioned severally. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some people have called us, I've been called a Dusilite. I don't care about names. Hallelujah. I'm more interested in names. Because names mean nothing. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, say that a vessel is nothing. But what the vessel contains, amen, amen, is what matters to you. If food is served you on a vessel, really, I don't admire the plate. I'm much more interested in what is what inside the plate. I don't eat the plate. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're not interested in the vessel per se, but we're interested in what the vessel does what is carrying. And I know that God sent a man, praise the name of the Lord, to this country with a word. Hallelujah. And a lot depends, you know, when Jesus came to Israel, his own people. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says he came to his own, but that his own did what now? Received him not. Praise the name of the Lord. And he wept over the place and said, "I wish you had received me." Hallelujah. But because you did not receive me, your house will be left unto you what? Desolate. And you will not see me again until you come to a point of saying, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." You know, Jesus said, "I am come in my Father's name, and you will not receive me. Another will come in his own name. He is the one you will receive." Praise the name of the Lord. You see, Israel entered into a time of darkness, into a time of blindness. Praise the name of the Lord. Because they received not the messenger that God did what? Sent. Now, there is no way. When a man comes to you and says, "God sent me," it boils down to the same issue. You must determine whether what he's saying is what? Is true. This question you must answer.
You cannot ignore it.
Are we together? Now, I remember many years ago, I would like to say this. We were in Lagos. We had a meeting at University of Lagos. Praise the name of the Lord. Ochioke, you were there. You know, and you know, Brother C was there. And there was a brother in this country, you know, these are some of the people who spoke this word to us the first time. And there was this material he was circulating, these doctrines he was preaching. Wild things. And it caused so much agitations. Fables, genealogies, he was crazy. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, that thing has spread through this country because there was no apostolic, do you understand, hand to stretch out to say, this is what wrong. That day, that matter came up, and Brother C looked at the materials. You know what he said? He said, this is foolishness. I don't know if you can remember that. This was the very word he used. This is foolishness. And this brother jumped up. I was watching him. It's up to 20 years now, right? He jumped up. Then we were very small boys. When we go for such meetings, we hide like this and we watch. He jumped up. He stood like this. Believe me, I had never seen such arrogance. I had never seen that kind of spirit come forth. From, you know, this is somebody who preached, you know, end time. Hallelujah. He said, look, you are a man of God. I am a man of God. You have the anointing. I have the anointing. You may be older than me physically, but look, let me tell you, you are not older than me spiritually. Now, he went on to say several other things, and I could not. It was shocking. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sorry to say, but today, that case is a disaster. Everything, marriage, ministry, life, everything, disaster. So, why I'm saying it, there is always a consequence when you reject what God sends to you. Now, this is one issue that the people of God, you see, we are used to religion. We are used to hearing people carry Bible and preach. But it is a different thing when God speaks or when God sends a man. Now, this is one thing we are going to have to learn to deal with. He said that your house will be left unto you, what? Desolate, until you begin to say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. This is a matter that we have to deal with. Now, brethren, I would like to say this. And when I say what I say, I leave it to you to judge. Praise the name of the Lord. But a man should not speak unless he is certain that it is God that is speaking. Praise the name of the Lord. Coming out of standing here to speak is a great responsibility. It's a great, when a man presumes to speak in the name of the Lord. You know, this thing sometimes can become, I remember when this word came newly. And some people, their mind, it was all about revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. Who could share the biggest revelation? I've been taking stock. Some of them are unbelievers now. You understand my point? Some of them are in the Roman Catholic Church. Some of them are in conditions that you cannot mention. These were men who preached great and mighty things. I've been going back. Some of them, when you talk to them today, there is nothing to show you that this man at one point or time carried this Bible to preach. This is the story of, you know, our history. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm asking myself, why? Why? What happened? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you know, we came to a point in this country. God had a plan for Nigeria. By Elton, I listened to him. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and I heard a man who had a vision for this country. And as he was going, Brother C was coming in.
It was a transition. Today, Brother C has passed on. Hallelujah. But the Lord is still moving. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe we also need to examine and find out the implications of that. Praise the name of the Lord. Because there are implications. What are the implications for us as a people? But then, Paetu was going, Brother C was coming. And he came and began to bring a word. It wasn't that this truth originated with Brother C here. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? But you see, there are dimensions of truth. Hallelujah. Philip could go to a place and minister, and there was a revival. Then at a point, Peter and the brethren will have to come. Do you understand that? And bring in certain pillars. Hallelujah. On that which was already ongoing. Praise the name of the Lord. You couldn't say, well, Philip has been here. Who are you? What have you come to do? Praise the name of the Lord. It is God that is working. When Brother C came, you know, one thing about him is that he's very forceful and direct. When he speaks to you, you are very clear what he's telling you. Do you understand the point? You are not in doubt as to what exactly he said. He does not use words like this. He just comes, boah, like that. If you really have listened to him, he gives you a shock the first time you hear him preach. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes maybe if you want to approach a dangerous topic, maybe you try to find a way to... Do you understand? He just gives you the thing like that. Why? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I remember the first day he came and spoke about dowry. Praise the name of the Lord. And it turned my head. Praise the name of the Lord. I asked a few questions and all that. Now, time has proved, praise the name of the Lord, time has proved all that. Time has proved all that. Now, at a point in time in this country, there was a problem. And by virtue of that problem, you know, the ministry of Brother Seal was kind of circumvented. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that it was at a great cost to the work, what God is doing in this nation. It cost us dearly. Now, why am I saying this? You see, one of the things, it was not just enough for us to know that there is a kingdom, that the sons of God are going to be manifested. One of the fundamental ministry he brought was the ministry of the functioning of the body of Christ. The body operating and functioning. You can preach end time on a Pentecostal platform. Even when he came, there were certain brethren who called this thing and tried to operate it within their local church operations. The truth is that the power of this word is potent when it is functioning in a body environment. Praise the name of the Lord. Certain structures, if there's a pastor in an environment, for instance, it limits the potency of the word. The strength of that word will not function. In other words, that environment will not be able to grow to full maturity. Praise the name of the Lord. Anything that is out of order will stifle the life, the expression of the life of God in that environment. Praise the name of the Lord. It is this word that you hear that will work out the purpose of God in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not a magician. He sends his word. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of God contains the energy of God. The Bible says that by faith, Sarah received energy to conceive. Do you understand that? To conceive, it was the word she heard that gave her strength to conceive. By the same word, she received strength to do what? To bring forth. There is a conceiving, and then there is a bringing forth. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God is Alpha, and his what now? Is Omega. He begins a thing, and then he does what? He finishes it. There is a beginning, and there is an end. You see, the Bible says that the beginning is good, but But he said, better is what? The end of a thing than what now? The beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, God is a God that declares what? The end from what now? The beginning. When God is speaking, he is speaking the end. That's why God can look at you and me and call us Zion. Praise the name of the Lord. Even though Zion is the perfection of what? Of beauty. He is seeing our end. Praise the name of the Lord. So whatever we do, brethren, we must always be looking at the end. Not just the present, but always what? The end. What shall be the end of these things? Because the law is that every seed shall bring forth what now? After its own kind. It multiplies. It multiplies. That's why you cannot do anything. Because anything you do, you are sowing. Praise the name of the Lord. You are what? Sowing. And whatever you sow, you are going to what now? You are going to reap. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are seeing Timothy, Paul, writing to Timothy, saying, I want to commit certain things to you. I expect you, that same way I've committed it to you, to do what? To deliver it. Without distorting it. Praise the name of the Lord. Without swerving from it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hand it over. So that this word can continue in the original form that it was what now? It was delivered. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that God is committing a fresh charge to us in this meeting. Hallelujah. To go back to consider that which was originally what now? Committed to us. But Chidoke was trying to look at them. But I think that we need to take a better look. Praise the name of the Lord. Take time out, brethren, as a response to this meeting. To sit down and look at these things again. And commit ourselves afresh to it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Brother Seal spoke very strongly on the issue of customs and what now? Traditions. He was very strong on it. Over the years, I have taken time to look at that matter, brethren. Every day, the Lord has been opening up this matter. I do not believe, praise the name of the Lord, that a man can keep hold of traditions and make it. Make it. Hallelujah. I do not believe that a man, God told Abraham to leave his father and his mother. I don't believe Abraham could have continued in that land and possessed the land of promise. Praise the name of the Lord. It doesn't work. I do not believe that a man can keep hold. Yesterday we were talking in this line. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just felt led of the Lord to reinforce this matter. Because we're in a time when people have made up their minds how far they want to go with God. You and I do not have a choice about this matter. None of us does. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't have a choice. He says that the redeemed of the Lord shall return to where? To Zion. What? Who is the redeemed of the Lord? The redeemed of the Lord, he said, you have redeemed us by your blood. Out of every word, tribe. Is that correct? Every nation, every language, every word, family. Praise the name of the Lord. Unto God. Amen. 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 You see, we are saying this because we are in Africa. Praise the name of the Lord. The thing is ingrained in our, what now? Mentality. In Europe, hallelujah, you can move from one part of Europe to another and you are settled there. But here, our tribal mentality is very deep. Praise the name of the Lord. Our tribal mentality is very deep. As deep as it is, the blood has to go there. Amen. Amen. And touch it there. Hallelujah. And judge it there. And root out that, you know, connection. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes you read a scripture that says, you cannot take the members of the Lord and make them the members of a harlot. He said, you cannot. If God says you cannot, you cannot. Why? He says that the high priest must not profane his word, his seed. He cannot take his seed and commit it, hallelujah, to a harlot. Praise the name of the Lord. If the Lord commits his seed to one who is still bound by the spirit of harlotry, do you know what it means? He will be propagating the life of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. He will be propagating the life of the enemy. Hallelujah. So for God to commit his life to you, you must leave your father's house. Hallelujah. You must forget your father's house. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Something must be what? Disconnected. Something must be disconnected. You see, it's easy to preach end time, to talk end time. I've said it and I keep repeating it, brethren, because these are, you know, it's like when you're traveling on the road, there are what police checkpoints. Do you understand that? In your journey through life in Africa, there are checkpoints. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For instance, when a child is born, there's one checkpoint. There are different things that go. You know, there's, you know what's called naming ceremony. Now, naming ceremony is very strong in the West. Very, very strong in the West. Praise the name of the Lord. Go a little bit into the origin of it. Praise the name of the Lord. It looks innocuous, isn't it? Innocent. But it is not. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not. You make inquiries. Brethren, we have access to these things. Ask your parents. Ask your parents' parents about it. For Christians, do it. End time, brethren, do it. Hallelujah. Brethren, it must not be so. Praise the name of the Lord. It must not what? Be so. You know, when we went to Kenya, I think, I don't know if I've told the story here. We went to a brother's house. Brother Jeremy, remember? Jeremy said, my son, his name is so-and-so. You understand? He said, you know, I am Kikuyu. So I named him after my grandfather. Normally, you will name him after your ancestor who is late. You will not name him after a living. And if you don't name him like that, trouble. Why? The ancestor will appear and tell you. What will happen is that the child will become sick. He can cry from now till 24 hours non-stop. Usually there are two options. Either the ancestor appears to the mother in a dream or the father and say, look at why you have not named him correctly. Or they will take the child to the native doctor who will tell them, you have not named the child. You must name according to the name that is given to you. Praise the name of the Lord. When they give you that name and you name the child accordingly, the child gets well. What is happening? The devil is enforcing what? His kingdom, his dominion. He's demanding submission. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But God is bringing us to a time of transition. Hallelujah. They said concerning John, said, there's nobody in your father's house that has that name. He said his name shall be what? John. According to the name given him by the angel. It was a new dispensation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When a Christian is getting married, in some places you have puberty rites that you do. Praise the name of the Lord. To show that you have come into manhood or womanhood. Praise the name of the Lord. And some Christians tell you, well, you have to select some traditions which are not bad. There is no tradition that is not bad. All have their root in what? The devil. In idolatry. And every one of them has a purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every one of them has what? A purpose. Nothing else is just to bow down. Hallelujah. He said, all these things I will give you if you will do what? you bow down to me. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's not a question of picking and choosing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, disorderly what? Destroy. Utterly destroy. That is the word of the Lord. Not like Saul, who said, well, the people said, let us choose the good ones and use it to sacrifice to the Lord. Hallelujah. The word says what? When you come in, do what? Utterly destroy all their altars. Every altar. Every image. Image of stone. Graven image. Standing image. Do what? Break them down. Pluck them down. Tear them down. Praise the name of the Lord. Because if you do not, they become a thorn in your what? In your side. But then these things, God says, emphasize it and speak it and speak it. You know, people think that, you know, I've seen situations like that, particularly in marriage. Praise the name of the Lord. Particularly in marriage. You know, when people want to get married, it's like there's something pushing them. That's when fellowships have their greatest what? Challenge. All of a sudden, the fellowship becomes your enemy. Brethren become your enemy. I don't know if it happens. It's the same thing. That point in time, brethren, there are spirits behind it. Hallelujah. At that point, they are not reasoning what? Well, now, brethren, if you must walk safely in this dispensation, you must learn to trust the brethren and to submit to them. You must trust the brethren. You must trust them. If brethren have been good to you all this while, it's now when you want to marry that everybody is against you. You may decide to jump. You know, brethren have found out that, well, they just jump out, do what they want to do, and then come back to fellowship. There is always a price to pay. The devil comes for his thing. He never misses it. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? This is a major issue. I want to tell you that this is the major open door that the enemy has into the lives, the homes, the marriages, the health of the people of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God is giving us what now? An escape route. And people are saying it does not what? Matter. But it matters everything. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything. Now, what I'm trying to say is that a word was brought to us. And the people of God are not taking heed to it. The consequences are great and grievous. You see, during the Mau Mau rebellion in Kenya, hallelujah, during the day when they're fighting the battle for independence, the Kikuyus went to the ancestral graves. Praise the name of the Lord. They went to the ancestral graves. And do you know what they did? They called up the spirit of their ancestors. They invoked them. They made incantations and called these things out to drive out the British. And it was a terrible thing. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a terrible thing. Because these spirits are terrible. You know, a man is walking. A soldier is walking and his head is out. You don't know what cut off his head. Now, that's not a joke. Now, let me tell you another thing. We also discovered that during this post-election violence, they went back to the ancestral graves. Now, let me tell you what happened. The truth was that if they do that, all upon that environment who are still in any way emotionally connected to that tribe will come under the influence of these spirits. So immediately Christians in churches began to have problems. Somebody say, I am Luo. The other person says, I'm Kikuyu. Because these spirits put enmity between both of them. These Christians could not resist the spirit of their ancestors. I don't know if you're following me. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because there was still a tie. There was still what? A connection. There was still what? A link. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when these spirits get up, they command all under them. whether you're born again becomes irrelevant. Somebody said, well, my people have spoken. At that point, his people were what? His ancestry, his tribal people inside the church. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? He said, I must follow what my people have said. Now, at that point in time, we now know that he is not of Christ. He's still of what? Of Kikuyu or Lu. Because that is spirit that he does what? Who are you? He said, if any man does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to where? To Christ. You belong to Christ because you obey him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? When the chiefs were down, but then the dominant spirit in their life was the spirit of their what? Ancestor. That spirit was stirring up hatred. They began to hate their brethren. People, they were fellowshipping together. They were sharing communion together. All of a sudden, another spirit took them over. Hello? Now, I'm saying this, brethren, because sometimes we do not understand the implications of not separating what? Ourselves. There was a man named Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler cast a spell over the whole of Germany. Do you understand that? Why could he influence these people? Because the spirit of Germany was what? Inside them. It had not been cut off. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The covering of the enemy over creation will come upon all who are still tied to the earth. Who are not disconnected from what now? The earth. Believe me, brethren, if there is civil war in this country, you will know those who are Christians. Hallelujah. It happened during the first civil war. What happened? You know, what you see happening right now started, there were pogroms in the north. Praise the name of the Lord. So they will start killing, you know, Southerners, Igbos in one side of the north. I mean, terrible. You know, brethren, when spirits get into men, that's when you understand this gospel that you're hearing. Every day we're talking soul. And some people are wondering why we're talking soul. When the day comes, you will know why. Praise the name of the Lord. You will know how sentiments. A young man, you know, a friend of ours, a brother, he had a friend who was in Kaduna during one of those riots they do there. And he saw these people butcher a pregnant woman, cut her open. This young man was a youth copper. He was an evil man. He saw it and something snapped inside his head. He dropped his bag. He was running away, dropped his bag. Something came over him. He went there, took the knife from this man and began to cut the man into pieces. You know, there was a bond. He said, this is an evil person. You are killing an evil person. Do you understand the point? The same spirit took them over. Christ wants to cut us up from this thing. Forget this thing. This, you know, when we are playing around with Bible. Believe me, brethren, you see, until we understand what the Lord wants to do in our soul and the danger of still continuing in attachment to the earth, then we are not yet moving anywhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it takes Christ. You know, when we went to Rwanda, we met a young lady, Chantel. Chantel is a Tutsi. She's a third year law student, but she was doing part-time work as a receptionist in the hotel. And Chantel saw her father, her mother, her brothers, her sisters, all butchered. When I say butchered, with machete, panga. Right in front of her, she was looking and they were all slaughtered. Now, she only survived because there were corpses lying on top of her. So they presumed that she was dead. Praise the name of the Lord. But somehow, because she got born again, or because she was a Christian, she was able to somehow come through it. Because it's very traumatic. In some people, that thing can set up a stronghold of bitterness in your soul that you may not be able to overcome. So you end up all your life hating the Hutus. Praise the name of the Lord. Because of the state and condition of your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I don't know if we are together.
You see, the necessity for us to believe and understand the word that is coming to us. He said that you are to receive with this meekness, this engrafted word that is able to do what? To save your soul. Christians today, as I'm talking to you, are having challenges. Challenges that people did certain things to them, and over the years, they've still not been able to do what? To forgive. They pray, they sing, they minister, they preach, and they do everything, but there are certain people they don't talk to. Do you understand the point? They, you know, as in they said, no problem, no problem. Meanwhile, there is what? Problem. It's a wasted year. It's a years. The Bible called it desolations of many generations. All those periods is a waste. Your offerings are not crossing the ceiling. Why? Because God is not what? A liar. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, brethren, what we are trying to say is that this business has gone down to the base, which is the work of God, where? In the soul. In the soul of a man. This is where redemption. He said on the day of atonement that the high priest takes blood, goes into the holiest of all, to the mercy seat. He dips blood, how many times? 7 times. Now people preach, they say, when you get born again, Jesus has, listen, I say, Jesus has just begun a good work. He has just begun a good work. And if you are consistent and faithful, he can finish it. But don't presume and claim anything. Hallelujah. Because that is just the beginning. It is not what? The end. This is the gospel that we have received. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know, brethren, but we need to have time again to look at these matters and look at them very, very what? Closely. It is not just expanding the number of fellowships of end-time believers in Nigeria or outside Nigeria. That's not what we are talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something that the Lord is focusing on at this time of the end. We must understand it. Praise the name of the Lord. You must understand it. Today, one of the words that came, you know, was it yesterday, about darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, unfruitful works. He said, have nothing to do with the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but rather what? Reprove them. Reprove them. Because light and darkness have nothing what? In common. That is fundamental. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, it behoves us to begin to understand that we need to say, little children, keep yourself from what now? Idols. We must. The Bible says that the things that the Gentiles offer, they offer unto what? Idols. Everything is an offering to idols. One day we will look at that matter of idolatry. It is deeper than we think. Praise the name of the Lord. He says that that woman, Jezebel, teaches my servants to eat things sacrificed to what? Idols. You know, sometimes we look at these things. You know, some of us, the word sacrificed, offered, committed, dedicated, and I use another word, addicted to idols. When a man is addicted to anything, there is a spirit there. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Or you have a besetting sin, there is what? A spirit there. When a man partakes of that addiction, he is eating something sacrificed unto what? Idols. When you observe certain ceremonies, traditions, praise the name of the Lord, these things are things, they are generated by idols. I ministered sometime to a young lady in a secondary school. You know, she had a problem. She would just lie in her room like this and water, rain, not what, just water would just flood the whole room from nowhere. You know, so when I was talking with her, you know, and talking with her, I noticed she had a ring, a silver ring. So, and somehow I had a disturbance about that. So I said, who gave her, what's that ring? What is it all about? She said, oh, that her teacher, who is an Indian, gave them that ring when she was teaching them Indian dance. Praise the name of the Lord. Teaching them Indian dance. Now, when eventually I got to the principal and we started talking, I found out that all that class that took that Indian dance all got into trouble. Some of them will sleep in their beds and go to India and then come back with soap. Do you understand? With jewelries and, you know, those kind of things that young little girls like. They will just come back from India with it. And then they start distributing those things. Praise the name of the Lord. Just a dance. Now, I say this to parents, need to take certain steps in your school. Hallelujah. You need to define what your children can be involved in and what they cannot be what involved in. It's your choice. It's your responsibility. You go to the school and say, look, when you are doing so and so, my child is not what? Part of it. Are you getting my point? You have a right to say so. And the child will be excluded from it. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to know that. You need to begin to. A lot of us parents are careless. We couldn't be bothered. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So these things have roots. There are reasons behind them. Brethren, I keep harping on this because these are the things that manipulate us every day. We are battling. They say, oh, they slapped me. I don't know who slapped me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When a Christian is getting married, like I said yesterday, you need to know that you are what now? Free. I keep repeating it. You are what? Free. You are what? Free. You are what? Free. You are what? Free. You owe no man nothing. Nothing, brethren. Nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What you give to your parents are tokens. Amen. They are offerings, you know, expressions of your love, appreciation. Do you understand that? It must be as the Lord leads you. Praise the name of the Lord. You must walk by the Spirit. There are some cases the Lord will not allow you to give anything. Feel free not to give what? Anything. Friend, are you together? Why I'm saying this is that you must understand. You know, I remember talking with Brother Tony. High Scent. There was a weekend we spent in the house when he was living in Lagos. And he shared with me. Some of you know his story. Hallelujah. His story. His where he was coming from. Tony did not go for his mother's burial. Now that sounds impossible, isn't it? Hallelujah. If he had gone, I don't think he would have been here with us today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you meet him, ask him to tell you the story. But one of his, an aunt went for that burial. She, from that burial, she became raving, what now? Mad. What was it? There was a spirit of inheritance in that family. And it's always transmitted at the burial. Once the person dies at burial, and that person does what? Picks up that thing. He went with them. Oh, you know, it's a story that touched me. To see how God can battle to get somebody out of a situation. This was a young man who watched his mother, you understand, with her problem, seeing the woman pass through. And the woman picked that thing from the burial of her uncle. So he watched his mother, you know, hallelujah. I cried the day he shared that story with me. And what he himself had to pass through. But look at him today. Praise the name of the Lord. The power of God. The power of God. And as we submit to the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no thing that the enemy has put upon any of us. Hallelujah. That the word of the Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God is not able to do what? To deliver us from. He said he is able to save what? To the uttermost. Those who come to him. We must come to him. And you see, as you come to the Lord, you are rejecting the enemy. If you go to the enemy, you reject who? You reject the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a choice that we have to make. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. So, this is the word that the Lord is committing to us. Customs and what? Traditions. No compromise. I don't expect, brethren, after this, that the church should be discussing this matter. I do not expect that after this meeting that the church should be discussing this matter. Let's repeat this. The devil's foundation, the kingdom of the devil. You know, we say that the devil is the god of this world. He doesn't own this table. He doesn't own this. Do you understand that? He owns nothing. But he controls the minds of who? Of men. Praise the name of the Lord. He controls their thinking. He controls the things they like. Have you seen fashion? Praise the name of the Lord. A new iPad is out. iPad. Is it like this? They turn like this. Is it does. Fium. They will start advertising iPad. You know, nothing wrong with iPad. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with iPad. But then something wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. They will start advertising iPad. That's iPad, you know, version this, version 4. Then some people will sleep 3 days in the store. They will just get their blanket, lie down there. They have version 1, 2, and 3. They want to buy 4. To be the first to buy it. They are sleeping outside for 3 days, for 4 days, waiting for it. There is a craze. There is a fad. Brethren, are we together? That is the spirit of the world. The devil keeps turning out new things. New things. Why? He keeps the minds of men, what? Under his grip. What is it? They will never have time for God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is what we say, something sacrificed unto what? Idols. They don't have the latest car. Once the latest car comes, your former car becomes obsolete. You look at it, you do. Are we getting my point? You don't want the latest one. And then you start saving for it. Hallelujah. Every other thing comes to a standstill until you have this one. It's a thing committed and dedicated to what? Idols. Praise the name of the Lord. These things are things within our hearts. Fashion. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, all of a sudden, there are rulers of darkness. I remember a time, there was a young lady called Janet Jackson. Remember the breast episode? How many people remember it? Now, the breast popping episode. She was on stage. Oh yes, the young people, some people remember it here. And she popped her breast out on stage. She was playing with one other young man like that. And God showed a brother something. It was like as she was doing that, she was releasing spirits. Spirits. Not just there, but people who are watching, in fact, all over the world. Now, but you can say something about, you know, the spirit realm has great influence over us. We must know this. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know why all the time, every time I have to talk, these things, I keep going. Why? Because they are in the hearts of young people and old people. I don't know. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not only the young people, the old people too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, these things are the means by which the enemy keeps what? His hold over men. His control. He rules the world of fashion. The world of sport. In each of these areas, he has men whom he anoints. Do you understand that? To keep a hold over the minds of men. Praise the name of the Lord. There are musicians like that. They are the rulers of the darkness of this world. The enemy uses them to blind men from the gospel. It's difficult for young people to respond to the gospel today because they're into computer. They're into internet. They're into all those things. Their mind is locked up on these things. You know, they are here, but they are not here. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that's one of the things I believe God will help us to pray this evening. Praise the name of the Lord. Renouncing these unfruitful works of darkness. Turning so that the light will begin to shine upon us. We must break loose from them. Praise the name of the Lord. And burials. Hallelujah. I've seen Christians end time. Once he gets to burial of their father or their mother, all of a sudden it's like the anointing, the spirit of their tribal descent comes upon them. And they begin to behave. I'm wondering, say, God, what is going on here? Praise the name of the Lord. They take on. You know, in Africa, you know, burial is very strong. I've seen a young man who belongs to a Pentecostal church dance on his father's grave. You know, I was shocked. He just jumped on the grave and something took him over. The grave, just freshly filled grave. The grave had just been filled, you know, still a mound. He jumped on it and he began to dance. He began to dance and dance. I mean, there was no music. Hallelujah. But he was hearing the music. Immediately after that, next week, he's going to church. He's going to church. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, if you're an evil man, he said, Ozuna, my father's corpse. When an evil man says, my father's corpse, he's still in the mortuary. And you're talking to me like this. Oh, like this. You know, he is. Brethren, are we understanding me? We are eating something. My father's corpse in the mortuary, and you're here talking, telling me this. You know, the sentiment is very strong. You, of course, when he dies, you have to go. If he's your mother, you must go and tell your mother's people. There are things you must do with wine to tell them that your mother is dead. Send them text message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send them text message. Anybody who doesn't want to come, let him not come. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the liberty. You see, these things are there. You may be surprised. They say, you haven't told us. But they say, I sent you a message. They say, you have not what? Told us. Who is talking? Something else is what? Talking. They say, you have not told us. Brethren, we are dealing with spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we must come to... Look, brethren, what is all this? I went to a very end-time brother and sister wedding. And I was watching the so-called reception. And brethren, it was a carnival. I'm just wondering, I said, what is going on here? You know, if you want, I don't know how many of you watched Juanita Bynum, her wedding. Is there any single person here who has seen a video of Juanita Bynum's wedding? You've seen it, bro? You have never seen anything like that. You have never, when you talk about us, you have never seen it. I said, God, I can't get through this. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It was so ostentatious and so lavish. Hello. I'm just wondering, I say, God, what is going on? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must go beyond this. There is a simplicity that must characterize the people of God. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a beauty in simplicity. There is a beauty in simplicity, brethren. You see, we have eaten trash. In our minds are images of the world. And it is these images that we have. Only these things will now satisfy us. God must purge us so that we can be satisfied. He said, better a little with quietness. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a beauty in what now? Simplicity. Only if we can see it. Praise the name of the Lord. Only we have a standard in our heart set by the world. So the sister particularly, if this her wedding does not conform to that image, hallelujah. If her wedding does not conform to that image, she feels she has missed something. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, let God put simplicity into what? Our heart. That we will be simple and we will love it. We are concerned with giving God glory. That's what the Bible says. Whether you eat or what? Drink. Do all to what now? The glory of what? God. There must be a commitment in our lives to God's glory. You know, the Bible says Jesus did not please himself. Amen. But he pleased him that sent him. Let the first thought in this wedding be not how much, you know, affluence it is, but how much glory is God getting in this thing. That is the character of a people who are walking in this way. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, God must change our appetite. Hallelujah. I think we've said this, but we'll repeat it again, brethren, that Israel left Egypt, but they carried the appetite of what? Egypt. They were manifesting it on the way. You will know your spirituality when you want to get married. Do you understand that? That's when you will, the true test of what now? Your spirituality. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, let's move on to this thing. The burden, the message our brother brought to us had to do with the body. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, end time, we have pastors. We have headquarters. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, I want to say this. It is not my intention to deride anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, this thing is too precious for me. I don't know about you. To joke with or to do what? To toy with. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that you know where I have. There are brethren we meet who are supposed to be walking this way. And they have a pastor. They call him pastor. And all that and all that and all that. And I am grieved in my heart. I am not going to contend with anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want you to know that when you leave the order of Christ and begin to apply man's order, you stifle the life of God. Do you understand the point? You stifle the life of God. That thing will not bring forth the fullness of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Man's order is a harlot order. Praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus, the high priest, says he will not marry a harlot. He will not commit this union, this marriage of the Lamb that we're talking about. He said he will only marry who? A virgin who has not known a man. When the messenger Abraham sent, she saw the Rebecca. She said she was a virgin. No man had known her. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is raising a body. It's easy if you want to maintain order and you have a pastor. You maintain order externally. Hello? They say everybody sit down. Everybody sits down. But you have disorder where? Inside you. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody there might be rebelling. But they are all what? Obeying. They are sitting down because if you leave, the pastor can curse you. On you. So now you better just sit down. But say, this man, idiot. Praise the name of the Lord. It's where? In your heart. God wants to bring order where? In your heart. The order of God must first of all be set where? In your heart. Not the external. The external comes after the internal. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how God starts. Praise the name of the Lord. But then we must ensure that we operate according to due order. There's no compromise about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can have a pastor without even calling him what? A pastor. Man, this, when you have an environment that stifles your ability to respond to God, to do what the Spirit is what now telling you, then there's a problem there. There's a major, major, major problem. And brethren, we need to check ourselves. I'm talking about both here and where? Every other place. We need to look at ourselves again and make sure that we're allowing Christ to be what? Head over all things to the church. Praise the name of the Lord. I think my time has expired. Hallelujah. I said 30 minutes. I'm sure I've reached 1 hour. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say this, brethren. I feel that this assembly must make time to respond to the things that God has been speaking here. We need to create that time. Praise the name of the Lord and seek God and pray. And pray and pray and pray. Hallelujah. So that we can begin to turn our hearts to the Lord. I am not saying anything to anybody outside. Hallelujah. That's not my business. Amen. I'm speaking to us. I do not judge anybody outside. Every man is free. Do you understand the point? To do what he or she wants. Are we together? And you are free to say, I will not do this. and I will not be a part of this. Are we together? There's no organization. We don't belong to anything. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free to attend a meeting, and I'm free not to what? Attend. This meeting is free. Hallelujah. If you feel persuaded, you do what? You come. If you don't feel persuaded, you do what? You stay at home. It's not a quarrel. Hallelujah. Amen. And let no man put you under any obligation that you must attend this or attend that. Hallelujah. It is never done. Brethren, I hope you follow what I'm trying to say. I want to say it clearly. I don't belong to any organization. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must walk by the Spirit. And you must feel free to walk by what? The Spirit. Don't come under any tension. That you didn't come. Nobody saw you in that meeting. What does that mean? I didn't want to come. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, please, I pray with all my heart that we stand fast in the liberty that Christ has done what? Has set us free. Praise the name of the Lord. It's very, very important. It's my soul that's at stake. It's your own. You must take responsibility for your soul. You must take responsibility. You know, you cannot blame anybody for anything at any point in time. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I just want to encourage us at this hour. The word committed to us is very precious. Praise the name of the Lord. Take heed to what has been entrusted to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Guard it jealously. Guard it carefully. Praise the name of the Lord. If you keep hold of it firmly to the end, you will be a partaker of the promise that the Father has made to us. God bless you all.